Most people think you need to go to Hawaii to see hula girls. Not so. In fact, it was one very unique hula girl that had cars driving off the road to see her for over two decades. What they found was a mix of items one 90-year-old man had gathered and turned into his own city for tourists to enjoy. We'll make a stop at Hulaville on this edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com. Paul Chassie remembers one of the most colorful characters to live near Victorville, California.
There was a gentleman whose name was Miles Mahan, passed away at the age of 100. And he was a poet, an author, a singer, a dancer, a prankster, an artist, a sculptor. In fact, for the old-timers, some people may have seen him on the Johnny Carson show a couple of times.
Miles lived in the desert and liked to collect things.
Miles told a lot of stories, and we don't know which ones are true and which are not. At one time, he went down to the L.A. area, and there was a Polynesian restaurant there that was being remodeled. Either they gave him the sign or they told him this big sign was in the dump, and he went and rescued it and brought it back to the high desert.
It wasn't any ordinary sign, though. Once Miles had erected it near Route 66, people were running off the road looking at it.
There's a probably, 15 to 20-foot metal sculpture of a hula girl, full-figure hula girl.
Miles' place was dubbed Hulaville. Many motorists stopped to see the hula girl and the always interesting Miles.
He was quite a character. He was a desert rat. In fact, he had a little platform there, like a dance platform. When the tourists would stop by, he'd go out there with his cane and top hat and do some dances for them.
He was still dancing and performing for tourists into his 90s. When he died, there were no heirs, so the local Route 66 Museum went to Hulaville.
Museum volunteers went out to the site and rescued as much as they can, and what you see is here in the museum today.
Today, the hula girl and much of Miles' collection is housed at this museum. Traveling the countryside in Victorville, California, I'm Andrew McRae.